in the bulletin this morning. Property developer wants to sidestep banks for finance. The stock exchange expects more listings. And we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Residential property developer Stonewood Homes is setting up a finance arm and raising capital as an alternative to bank funding for new home building. The company is looking to raise $25 million from wholesale investors, which will be used to buy land and build homes. Stonewood Group co-founder John Chow says it's difficult to get bank financing to buy land and finance houses that haven't been pre-sold.
One of the reasons we can't do more is not because we don't have resources, but I think it's just more about the capital requirement to buy the land and able to build a house. And we're looking for the funding for this. And then that allow us to build house. And then once the house are completed, then everyone get repaid.
That's John Chow, one of the co-heads of Stonewood Group. The stock exchange is hoping businesses' demand for capital will lead to more listings before the year is over. Consumer lending company Harmony debuted on the NZX and the Australian stock exchanges yesterday. The stock, however, sagged on debut, falling about 1% below the issue price. It was the second new listing on the NZX this year, and the stock exchange's chief executive, Mark Peterson, is optimistic it won't be the last.
Yeah, well, there's certainly some that have been publicly announced, so we're really hopeful that those will come off, and we're actually pretty optimistic about next year as well. You know, feel like the access to capital, the need to have access to capital for companies is actually really alive for people, and you know, the public markets is there and it shows a lot of support. You know, a lot of these recapitalisations and the listings that are coming along have been very well supported. So, you know, we're really hopeful that next year is actually going to continue, you know, strongly as well.
NZX Chief Executive Mark Peterson. One new prospect for next year is telecommunications company Vocus. The Australian group plans to spin off its New Zealand operations, which include Slingshot, Orcom, Stufffibre and Flip, by the middle of next year, saying that, hey, the companies have the mass to stand alone. It wants the proceeds to finance other business and also perhaps get back to paying dividends. Drug maker AFT Pharmaceuticals is looking to branch out into medicinal cannabis. The company is expecting an earnings boost from its better-known Maxigesic painkiller, which is expected to get more traction in overseas markets and sales will increase from the second half of this year. But the company's chief executive, Hartley Atkinson, says it's already taken the first steps to getting into cannabis products.
We've got an agreement with a local company called C-Tech, so we see that medicinal cannabis is something that would sit well within our overall portfolio for Australia and New Zealand and maybe our export markets as well. So that's something that we're working on. There is potential for it, and at least adding it in with our existing infrastructure as well is pretty cost-effective.
It's Hartley Atkinson, Chief Executive of AFT Pharmaceuticals. Let's have a look at the markets now, 3 minutes to seven. Wall Street's main indices are lower as soaring coronavirus cases and an unexpected rise in weekly jobless claims has been raising fears about the US economy stalling. Dow Jones index currently down 117 points, that's about 0.4%. The S&P 500 a quarter percent lower. The NASDAQ, the technology index, just trimmed its gains, but it's up about a third of a percent. Our own top 50 index, the correction continues. It was down 49 points yesterday, a third of a percent at 12,557. New Zealand dollar just under 69 US cents and the whisker under 95 Australian, which is a 7-month high. 52.1 British pence, 0.582 euro, 71.6 Japanese yen and 4.5 yuan. Brent crude oil down 30 cents at $44 a barrel. And the bird's telling you that gold is down $12 at $1,860 US dollars an ounce.